Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at mood.com with promo code SPECIALIST with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALIST with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALIST when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
The Amazing Race Specialists are back, and we are here to talk about episode 8. And this was an interesting one because we had a lot more team crossover. The back of the pack wasn't so back of the pack this episode, and we had two express passes used at different times. So a lot to get into.
Oh, lots of stuff. We had direction malfunction, people missing trains, a lot of shakeup in the standings, advantages being used, and most importantly, one giant chicken.
Yes.
So excited to get into this episode.
Before we super deep dive, shout out to Bryce while watching the predictions of Power Rankings. We didn't realize that was a real Bryce at one point.
Sorry, Bryce.
So big thanks for tuning in and watching our show. Alrighty, so getting into everything, Tucker and Eric leave at 9:17, Jas and Jag 9:45, Joseph and Adam 10:32, Taylor and Kylan 10:33, Chelsea and Jack 10:45, and Izzy and Paige 10:46. So not that big of a gap between teams. They're all within catching distance, I'd say. We have Tucker and Eric kind of in a pretty decent lead above Jas and Jag. And Jas and Jag are in a decent lead against the rest of the pack, but Joseph and Adam through Izzy and Paige are all within like 15 minutes of each other.
Yeah, pretty even to start out here without getting an equalizer. And you could see that the standings really shifted, which kind of surprised me. You know, we were hoping for that, but I wasn't sure we're going to get it with the way the season was going. So definitely the closer start times contributed to a more exciting and equitable leg here.
For sure. This is an Expedia adventure. And I'm sad that they didn't have to carry around like an Expedia logo with them.
What is the Expedia mascot?
Isn't it just like little like arrows or something like that? Not anything fun. Like the roaming gnome. So
ever beat the roaming gnome.
You'll hear Celestina and I deep dive that a little bit more over on the Patreon. So make sure you become a patron so you can listen to more Amazing Race content over there. Okay. So the first thing that they do is the roadblock, and who is ready for an Expedia experience gives you absolutely nothing about what this
thing is going to be. But it probably said experience.
Oh.
So you at least knew that it had something to do with eggs. If you couldn't see the challenge, then you would have no idea past that. But I'm trying to think. I'm looking for where we are. You and I have done four each.
I'd say I'll give this one to you because it's for sure not Heights.
I agree. I think so too. I think this looked really hard. This looked super tedious. And Phil was dead on when he was explaining the challenge, that this is something that you could get right away if you were lucky enough, or you could be out there for literally hours. So this is one that doesn't require, it requires some skill, but this was more of just like a grind it out. How sharp can you be, you know, if you're just staring at the same thing for such a long time. So this was like a test of will. I like
that one. Yeah. I am always intrigued watching the like needle in a haystack challenges, especially when they're forced on you where everyone has to do the needle in a haystack. This one seemed a bit more tame compared to other ones where they're needing to like flip over those stones in the amphitheater.
Oh my gosh. That was the one that came to mind.
Yeah. Right.
That was so brutal.
We do have some justice for the roaming gnome in the chat. So thank you everybody for loving the roaming gnome. This at least you had also like a bigger version of what exactly you were looking for. It wasn't like you had a small Fabergé egg and they were like, all right, find a pair to this, and they were all different. You now have the option to find there are many scattered in the field for you to find. You don't have to just find your like one exact pair, which was good. And also with Jag and Jas skipping this, all the other teams have an extra egg out there to be able to look for. So they have there's six eggs out there, and as people start turning them in, there's less and less, but at least now the last people there of Joseph and Adam have two options,
right,
instead of one.
Yeah, so that made it a little bit more fair for the people in the back. But Adam was really, really struggling, and we'll talk more about him, I'm sure, throughout this. But he is really giving it his all out there, and he's like putting his body on the line more so than a lot of people have to. So just tremendous respect for sticking with it.
Yeah. I love their pairing. They're just here to have fun, and it's just so, and they're doing well in the race, but you can just tell that they love each other and are here for each other, and you know, just having fun racing around the world. So to watch their story is pretty cool. So Eric and Jag do the roadblock here. Eric decides, he's looking for everything, and Jag approaches as Eric is looking in the field. So they've lost a little bit of time here because Jag and Jas catch up to them. But as soon as they hand in the express pass, Eric finds the egg and they're off to the races, and they go and try and catch a subway. Jag and Jas are trying to get information on where to go, and Tucker and Eric are like, just run to the subway and we'll figure it out. And they ran to the subway car, picked the correct subway car, and are now 8 minutes ahead of Jag and Jas to the next section. which is wild. That they just happened to get on the correct subway and just ask the guy, and he's like, oh yeah, just a few more stops, don't worry about it.
Yeah, great, great fortune right there in that sequence of events for Tucker and Eric. But you know, what do they say? It's better to be lucky than good. And if you're both, then you're kind of unstoppable. And that's what Tucker and Eric have been in this race so far, where they were still like neck and neck with someone who used an express pass. You would think that that team would be like way ahead. But yeah, through a combination of some good fortune and some skill at the tasks, they stayed with it the whole leg.
Yeah. Then we had Adam and Kyland doing this Easter egg hunt, but both teams decided to travel together to the roadblock because they left basically at the same time. And they were like, well, we're just going to follow you, so if you don't like it, too bad. But the Taylor Joseph dynamic is just so funny.
It's so funny.
I love their dynamic throughout the race of like, oh, Taylor's still so in love with me. And oh, hello, fair maiden, when they were on the raft.
Like, oh my gosh. With all due respect to with all due respect to Kyland, Taylor and Joseph gotta get back together, man. They're just too great. When Joseph was jumping out of the plane last week, he said, I love you, Taylor, as he was falling down. Like,
I know.
Their dynamic has been one of the best parts of the season, in my opinion. It's always so much fun.
I also do love Taylor's dynamic with Kyland as well, of like Kyland's explaining things to her and she's just like looking at the camera like, yes, sure, whatever you say, dear. Yeah. Like, it's always so funny. Her reactions to all these different people are just hilarious. And then we see Izzy and Chelsea also roll up to this roadblock, and Chelsea, they're having some navigation issues this entire episode, and it's just a little bit rough. But Izzy winds up actually getting the egg third, after Jag and Jas use their express pass. Izzy's the next one to complete this, followed by Kyland. But Kyland was like, if two teams leave this roadblock before me, we're going to have to use the express pass. But they wanted to save it for the detour.
Yeah, now that's where you get into like the, you know, the sunk cost thing, where it's like, we've been at this for so long, do we just keep going? We spent all this time on this task, let's just finish it without having to use our thing. So I liked that they would have been willing to use it, because you can really kill yourself trying to save this for just the right moment. But yeah, Izzy here, I think she got it relatively quickly, and they jumped a lot of placements in the standings here. Izzy and Paige have kind of had a string of like rough go of it the past few legs. So I think that this was good for them. Mm-hmm. They deserved this, get this fast, and now they're right back in it in the middle of the pack.
Do you know for sure, is there any rule of the express pass not being interchangeable between other teams? Like, I know we've had one team have two express passes that they're able to then give one away. So that's like a different like express pass interchange. But we also have like this comment of Marie from season 23 giving the express pass away super strategic for 5 episodes. So I don't know if there's like a rule that you can't, but most teams just want to be able to get ahead.
Yeah. I don't know if there's a rule that you can't. I just don't know why you would want to, unless you had an extra one, like, you know, Taylor and Kyland had, they were prompted to give one away. So if you had one, it's not necessarily like a hidden immunity idol where you can just you could just play it if you're immune or something, like everybody right. here is on an even playing field. Mm-hmm. So I see the strategic there's something there, right? Yeah. There's like, if you squint, you can see a strategy, but also it's not probably worth the risk. Right.
Especially this late in the game, like maybe you use it at a different point in time when, you know, Tucker and Eric are somehow happen to be really, you know, low down in the standings, and you give it to someone right. who's on the bottom, like, I don't know, Kat.
If Jas and Jag had given it to Natalie and Stephanie, who they were aligned with, you know, or Joseph and Adam, if one of their allies had slipped down to the bottom, and Jas and Jag, you know, they were dominating early, mm-hmm. and they're just like, here, you can just take this express pass. The issue there is that, like, I don't know how you could actually hand that off if you are so far ahead. That's something right. that you'd probably have to do.
Though,
like,
maybe advance, something but... here, they could hand it off at the roadblock when all teams kind of were together-ish.
Yeah, that would be the time to do it, yeah.
So they... then got to this palace, and at the palace there was a clue for the detour: find the beat or hit the note.
All right.
I feel what, like there was one that we should do.
Yeah, I think that there's definitely one that we should
do. We're hitting the note, right?
Yeah, we're hitting the note.
Okay. So I think everybody is sick of hearing me say, would never do the dance challenge, though this dance challenge didn't seem too bad of one.
Yeah, it didn't seem too bad.
Yeah, it didn't seem very like rigorous or like intense with the steps. It was mainly the timing of everything.
Mm-hmm.
But then hit the note, you had to assemble a pan flute and play a song on it. And they gave you the sheet music, essentially, when you were even doing the check. You didn't have to memorize anything. So like that would have been my thing of like, okay, now I have to memorize, you know, what notes to play and things like that. And it was even 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on the flute. It wasn't C, D, E, whatever. Like you didn't have to like transcribe everything. It was
like a tab.
The flute.
You know? Yeah. I think that this one for sure, like this is us. We can assemble. You know, we're both musically inclined. So, and like you said, you could just read the thing while mm-hmm. while you're doing it. The issue for some of them was like the breath, where like Jack, it sounded so thin and weak.
Mm-hmm. It would say on my subtitles like empty note or something that when Tucker would miss
And it didn't seem like any teams really struggled with the assembly
mm-hmm.
of the flute. The challenge more so really seemed to be the performance part of it. But they had time to practice. They could read it beforehand. They could read it while they were performing. So this mm-hmm. to me is like a slam dunk. We're doing this challenge, even though the dancing was easier than normal. This one was for sure our choice.
So Tucker and Eric also did this, and they were able to just, all right, check, 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 mm-hmm. which also same with the dancing, Jas and Jag were able to just check, 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 which is interesting because a lot of times they say, no, go back, no, go back. And you have to like, at least, I don't know, touch the board or say hi to your instructor and go back in. Right. Like it's never, all right, re-rack. Okay, wait, I messed up on that note, starting over. Hold on. So I thought that was pretty interesting that they were able to just like restart.
Oh yeah. They just had, they had all the chances in the world. I think they were the only teams, right? No other teams got there.
No, nobody. They all left before anybody could do anything. Anybody arrived, so
so they really had it. Well, I don't want to say they really had it easy because they had they earned their head start, but it made it easier for them to mm-hmm. get through this because you didn't have that pressure of waiting for other teams to go, because in my opinion, that would be the toughest part when you're doing these performance detours, is waiting for all these other teams, watching them go, maybe watching a lot of people get it. You're still not getting it. And they didn't have to face that pressure here.
Though Jag and Jas had just finished, I believe, when Taylor and Kyland came in, used their express pass and dipped. They dipped at the dance challenge because they were like, all right, just what's the closest, because we're going to use this express pass. And I thought that was genius, because you just go to whatever is the closest to you, use the express pass and get on your way. But what I wonder is, where is the next route info place according to these detour locations? Is it further from the closer detour and closer to the further detour? Because then it evens out anyway.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I would want to know. Unfortunately, you can. There's no way to know that until you get the next clue. But yeah, that's what I would.
Let's just Google Map everything and. So I wonder if that time was saved at all. Like, it's smart in theory, but I wonder, where that next section for the clue is, because it's not just, all right, race to the pit stop.
Right. Yeah. Which surprised me. We get on some more route info here.
Then we had Jack and Chelsea and Izzy and Paige decide to hit the note. Jack and Chelsea were there and decided their choice first. And Izzy and Paige wound up arriving at the detour first and were able to complete their side of the detour without Jack and Chelsea even being there.
Unbelievable.
And I think this is probably where Adam finds the egg. Like, I'm really interested in where the timings are next episode, because Adam was pretty far behind with trying to find this egg. But how far behind? Because we were obviously being intercut with so many different things. We don't know exact timing on everything. And then Jack and Chelsea got lost for so long. So how close are they to Izzy and Paige, or Joseph and Adam?
Wait, sorry, say that again. I was reading this comment here. What if there's a U-turn board? Yeah.
After the detour on this leg, Kyland and Taylor made the correct decision on using their express pass on side one of the detour. Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
That Jag and Jas would have to do both sides. That's pretty smart. So going off of that question, what do you use it for? I think you probably want to save it more for the detour, because that's the more time consuming task.
This is a very, very interesting comment here. I like this, because now I think the strategy is for sure to save it for the detour, because if you happen to get U-turned, I think oftentimes the clue will say caution, U-turn ahead.
Right.
But when you're at the roadblock, you don't know that.
Yeah. Right?
Like this time the roadblock was before the detour. You wouldn't know that until you got the detour. I think that saving it for the detour actually is the right move. Taylor and Kyland, they had their bases covered here. Whether they meant to or not, that's the way to go, right?
Little reward for using it at the roadblock. They didn't gain any time. They just didn't lose time.
Yeah, they didn't gain much time at all.
Yeah.
It just like kind of caught back up a little bit. Yeah.
They just basically, Eric did the detour or did the roadblock for them, and then they all left together.
Exactly. So
Izzy and Paige arrive solo at their detour, and they're like, oh, we're here solo. We're excited because we keep doing all these detours by ourselves.
It's so tough because we heard it multiple times in this episode from various teams about they were the only ones at their task. they don't know where they're at, right? They were like, everybody could be over at that other side of the detour right now. Everybody could be ahead of us. You have no idea. So being at a solo detour really has to be one of the most like mind warpy things, because you have no perception of where you are. But good thing for Izzy, professional flutist.
Yeah. And plays a pan flute from time to time, teaches flute, like was able to help Paige through the detour as well, because sometimes it might be hard with like a language barrier or something from a teacher to be able to hit whatever you need to. So the teacher that was there was able to, you know, give proper instruction on placement and things like that. We saw like how he was saying, move the flute, don't like move your head. And Izzy was able to help with like timing and things like that. So that was very good for that team, and they were able to pass it rather fast.
Oh yeah, very fast. I don't remember if it said the attempts at the bottom, but I have
don't
to imagine
remember
that was their,
either. I didn't
I have
catch
to imagine
it.
That was their first attempt, because yeah, Izzy obviously is going to have no problem with that, and they probably practiced enough.
You think Joseph and Adam will U-turn Jag and Jass in the next leg?
I mean, maybe. I don't know why they would want to U-turn Jass and Jag over.
Oh, no, but they used their U-turn already.
Do you still have a limit? Because next time we have a vote.
Oh, it's a vote.
So I think everybody's still eligible.
I think
maybe
everybody's U-turning Tucker and Eric.
I would think so, too. So we hear in the preview that it's a tie or whatever, or at least the first vote feels like we have a tie. We're going to vote again. I would have to imagine their vote first and foremost would go to Tucker and Eric. I don't know why they would vote for their former allies over the team that's like better than they are. Right.
Yeah. So. And we have another comment of it's going to be Izzy and Paige probably, but I don't see why they would go for Izzy and Paige here, because it would be smarter for Jag and Jass to go for Tucker and Eric, because they are the ones that are hot on their tails and have the capacity to beat them. It has happened 4 times in a row. Yeah. And the only reason why they beat them this time is because of the express pass. Yeah. So otherwise Tucker and Eric would have another win under their belt. So picking a fight to go for Paige and Izzy just because you think they'll vote for you shouldn't matter.
Yeah, it shouldn't. I mean, the smart thing is going to be to vote for Tucker and Eric, and Izzy and Paige. You know, I don't know where their vote's going to go. They may very well vote for Jass and Jag. You know, they've got every right to at this point.
It's probably Jass and Jag, and then you have Chelsea. Who Chelsea would vote for Jass and Jag because Tucker was on her season.
Yeah.
Taylor and Kylan are voting for Tucker probably because they gave the express pass to Jass and Jag.
I guess so. So it's probably going to be Jass, Jag, Kylan, Taylor, and Joseph and Adam
on Tucker. Tucker, Izzy and Paige, and Chelsea and Jack on Jass and Jag.
That's my guess.
There it is.
We'll see where we go from there. But yeah, there you have it.
Jack and Chelsea eventually do find the hit the note detour, and Jack does have a little bit of trouble playing the flute. We see Joseph and Adam hit the detour for Find the Beat, and they do some dancing, and Joseph is really worried about Adam and his health right now, his sugar being low, and Adam is just like, I have to grunt through this this leg because we're so behind. I need to just like get through this and then we'll deal with everything later.
Yeah, he was dead tired in this. Like he looked so rough, and even when they were performing, like he was kind of like slouched, sluggish. Yeah. You could tell he had no energy, and then they had to go again. Right? We saw their whole performance, And then the lady was like, there's a couple turns at the end there weren't quite in sync. And I just felt so bad for them because, you know, he's refusing to take a break, even though he needs it. Like, his heart is not going to let him.
Right.
You know, he's not going to do that. So, yeah, this was, man, it was rough.
It was. at least. They were talking about it a lot in the car too. I forget if it was on the way to the route info or if it was on the way to the pit stop. I think it was on the way to the pit stop when Adam was like, he could have gone on the race with anybody else and probably been doing a lot better. I hate that I'm dragging Joseph down. He could be like in first right now, et cetera, et cetera. And I was like, this is like really sad that he's thinking that. Like, Joseph doesn't want another partner. Yeah. He chose you for a reason.
It was so sad because, like, I thought the same thing. Like, Joseph is like having the time of his life right now, right? Like, he's so happy that he gets to do this with his brother. And these two, just like everything they do, feels so genuine to me. Like when they're happy and they're chasing Phil around. Like, you can tell they're genuinely having fun when they're, you know, crying to each other and, you know,
just that was the so love. Liberating to be able to see like two grown men cry on reality TV, because a lot of times you just see like, we're too cool for school. We don't have emotions. Nope. And so they're two like big macho guys and they're
right.
Like,
you wouldn't expect it.
And having a breakdown. And I'm like, yes.
it was really refreshing, right, to see this kind of thing. And, you know, personally, I was happy that this was the non-elimination. I know that this wasn't like either one of our like winner picks getting saved here, but I just think it couldn't happen to like two more genuine guys here.
Yeah.
Or like so happy to be there and put so much heart and emotion into this leg and push themselves, Adam specifically. So I personally was happy to see that, and we'll see, you know, if they can make up some time. They have a speed bump, as Phil announced. So
no, the U-turn is probably. He didn't say speed bump. He said you'll have another task to do.
Another task. Assuming it's the speed bump. Yeah,
something to delay you.
But two things working in their favor. Equalizer next leg, because they have the U-turn vote, right? So everyone's going to be in the same place. Second of all, the U-turn itself, there's going to be a team that is going to fall behind here, perhaps. Joseph and Adam are going to have a real chance to get back into this leg.
JT DeSera was saying, do you think it's a hazard and not a speed bump?
It could be since Phil did not, he didn't like, specify.
Isn't a hazard pretty similar to a speed bump?
I mean, pretty much, yeah. It's just a different name for it. So, as far as I remember, so.
But before we hit the pit stop, we have to make 10 meech each. And essentially, you just got to roll some sausages to this guy's liking and then hit the road. But not before you eat one of them yourself. They basically just had to be the same, like, length and everything. And the ends had to be tucked in very nice and couldn't be all haphazard. And it wasn't really anything too crazy here. And then you got to eat the sausage and head on the road to the pit stop.
That was it. To me, okay, look, this is fun. Totally unnecessary task for the route info. Right? I was like, oh, whoa, didn't expect another challenge
here. Yeah, right?
But yeah, hey, rolling some balls, some logs here. You know, it gave us some good Taylor and Kylan content.
Yes.
The teams really seem to enjoy the snack. I'm personally not a mustard fan.
I would go without the mustard.
Hopefully that's optional. But you know, it served its purpose here. A little bit of the culture, right?
Exactly. Yeah. It's just like eating the souvlaki.
Oh boy.
So at the pit stop, we have Jag and Jas checking in, and because Expedia has sponsored this leg. We have the Expedia One Key Cash to Bermuda. So Jas and Jag, enjoy your trip to Bermuda.
Yes, and whoever gets first next leg, hope they enjoy their $5,000 each. That's what we're doing.
Tucker and Eric in second, Taylor and Kylan in third, Izzy and Paige in fourth, Chris, Chelsea and Jack in fifth, and Joseph and Adam in sixth, but it was a non-elimination leg, so they are able to keep racing, and they will incur something next week. I'm excited for Izzy and Paige's chances here because they are more on a more equal playing field now and are back in like that middle part of the pack, and maybe could flux with Taylor and Kylan now that that express pass is out of the way.
Yeah, maybe, because they've held their own in all these challenges. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in Chelsea and Jack as well. How can they take advantage of some of this chaos with the U-turn vote? So there's an opportunity for those two teams that have been towards the bottom to perhaps make up some ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Kyle, unless you've got anything else, I think that is all for this episode.
One last thing.
Yes.
We need to shout out. We never, I don't think, ever mentioned like the judges or the people standing with Phil on the mat.
Shout out to the Bears. We talked about the Bears, I think.
That's right. We did talk about the Bears. The giant chicken in this episode was like the greatest thing ever.
Taylor popping off this episode of being like, that is not a cool chicken. He was staring into my
soul. That chicken was so funny. I thought it was hilarious. We also had the deep sea diver 2 legs ago who was standing with Phil. I wanted to mention that, forgot about it. So this is my chance.
I love this guy too, like opening the gate of like welcome, and then everybody just being like,
"Oh yeah," they were like, "Hey,"
and he was sprint. Like, "Oh, okay, I'll just stay here."
These people have to put up with like so much shit, and they have to just stay in character. Man, what a job!
Yeah. So, alrighty, everyone. Well, stay tuned for another episode of The Amazing Race next week. But please do stay here because the Survivor Rewind is happening in just a few minutes. So we are excited to talk more Survivor with this little intermission for The Amazing Race. So we'll see you next week. Goodbye.